Hey everyone, welcome everyone into tonight's edition of Around the Pond. We'll be joined with Randall Shedd. He is the representative for Alabama District 11 here, serving Cullman County and Blount County, and he is a member of the Alabama House of Representatives, proudly serving our district since 2013. His committee assignments include the Sunset Committee, Transportation Committee, Vice Chair of the Children and Senior Advocacy Committee, Transportation, Utilities, and Infrastructure Committee, Chair of the Urban and Rural Development Committee, along with the House Local Legislation Committee. And Ron's going to be asking him some questions about this new ag center that there is proposed for just off the Warrior exit. And I'm going to be talking to him where he's all this on the Rural Development Committee. He is very big and helpful into getting the new broadband in rural areas. With that, Mr. Shedd, I'd like to welcome you in tonight.
Glad to be with you. Thank you for having me.
And Ron, if you would, go ahead and bring up your first question.
First of 10 questions. Randall, we know we're getting a new ag center down there. I know nothing about it, so y'all voted on it. It's a $100 million ag center for Warrior, or it's going to be in Warriors for the entire state. And one of my questions is why we didn't get it in Holly Pond, and how will it benefit Cullman County? So go ahead and tell us about it.
Well, I think we'll get a lot of spinoff from it. In Cullman and Blount County, we're excited to have this facility being developed. As many people may know, it's the old Hallmark property. If you're going to Birmingham and on I-65, you'll see the beautiful barn and home that Mr. Hallmark had. And so the Farmers Federation and the Alpha and the Farmers Federation in the Jefferson County and in the city of Warrior, they worked out to acquire this property and with plans for developing a Alabama Farm Center. Now all the financing is still being worked out. It's the legislation that we passed this session authorized a corporation, a board to be established, appointed by Governor, Speaker of the House, and others, and it will be people in the livestock business. They've got to have certain requirements and that sort of thing. So that's just really the beginning of it. And they're once the board corporation is completed, then they will be able to develop the property for an ag center, an event center, and it's going to be a great thing, going to be a big thing.
Okay, so it's going to be an ag center, kind of like.
I'm sorry.
It's going to be like our ag center in Cullman, only bigger. Is that the type of center it is?
Well, it will be, and still, as I mentioned, a lot of things will be decided by this board that which will be established by the bill that we passed, which takes effect immediately upon the governor signing the bill, which he already has. So it's off and running. A lot of financing and a lot of funding that'll be worked out, and a plan. I had the opportunity, Debbie and I went to the ribbon cutting that they had back a few months ago, and it's just an awesome place. I think that we, our ag center is in Cullman that is. It's been a great asset to our area, and it's kind of ready for a facelift and maybe even expansion. And I think that this ag center at Warrior, that once it gets going, it'll be such that we'll get a lot for Blount County's new ag center and Cullman County's as well from it.
You're saying a new ag center for the development. Are they going to have like rodeos there? Are they going to have like Angus cow sales, registered cow sales? What type of events are they going to have there, Randall?
Well, I think any kind of ag-related events, there'll be music, there'll be you know, just any kind of ag-related events is what I expect will be happening there on a large scale.
Okay, and you said we'll get some spinoff from it. Let's say, will we have like a sweet potato festival there for the state? Since they made the sweet potato, or y'all made it the national vegetable, I mean the Alabama vegetable, will they have things like that there at that center?
I expect there'll be something like that going on all the time there, in my opinion. And the reason I say we'll get spinoffs from it is I think they will be a lot of events that will want to go there than and just can't because of, you know, there are only so many weeks a year, and so I think that will make Blount County's new facility and Coleman County's as well have more opportunities.
Okay, well,
have you been to Cleveland and seen have you been over in Blount County to Cleveland and seen the new new multipurpose center there?
I drove by it. I hadn't been in it and looked at it, but I
think it's scheduled to open later this year, maybe in August. I think is where the timeline is on it. It's a great facility. I tell you something that I was impressed about it. A child or a student can live in public housing and have a show calf at that place. In other words, they don't have to have a farm themselves. So that's a great thing, I think, that will just a lot of good opportunities there and along with the school system.
You know, we've got a great ag department at Holly Pond, but when we were kids, the ag department really ran the school events and all. As a matter of fact, the ag teacher, and still is a 12 months job. You know, they're like a principal. They have to be there 12 months a year.
Mr. Roden does a great job. He sure does. I got up a little bit of money not long ago for their welding program and try to help them as much as we can. I got a little bit of money for all of my ag departments in every school in my district last year. We'll try to get them a little more money as we can because ag is so important to my district.
Well, before Randy cut me off, that was going to be my next question. Tell me what you're doing for the community that you would like to share with us, you know.
Well, I focus on trying to get as much money as I can back to my district and Senator Gudger in Coleman County. We work closely, and then with Corey Arbison as well, our other House member. And then in Blount County, we have Senator Schofield that went to BCA, and now we have Senator Wes Hitchens, who is a good friend of mine, and we'll work closely together in the northern part of Blount County, and then Shea Shelnut and David Standridge. We just have a real good working relationship, and getting as much money as we can back for infrastructure or projects that are needed in the district. I remember calling Mayor Hart from Holly Pond and telling her we had her 600 and let me look here and get the exact amount $680,000 for the wastewater treatment plant in Holly Pond. And I don't know that I've ever made a call to a mayor that was as happy as she was to hear that. And, it just gave me chills talking to her on the phone, and Senator Gudger and I were really tickled to get that money for in a grant. The thing about that is that's money that they don't have to back, and money that Holly Pond doesn't have to raise rates to on the customer. So that's an important thing.
Well, you know, at one time, Randall, we had the Holly Pond, Fairview, and Bailiton area was wanting to have a industrial park there at Brooklyn, you know, on that, what was it, Graves property. It used to be Mr. Thompson had the cabinet shop, and it was going to be 105 acres, but they were going to have to go in debt, each town was, and I know Mr. Burks at Bailiffton didn't want to go in debt. Is there any chance we will get something like that between the three towns, Fairview, Holly Pond, and Bailiffton, with a centralized industrial development place? Because we could pump the sewage to Holly Pond and put it in the Mulberry River.
Well, you know, that's something that was talked about and looked at, and things just didn't work out. And first thing you got to have is good land, you know, for industrial property. I remember when we worked on getting the Lee Company coming to Holly Pond, which was a big thing in the mid 80s with Mayor Estes, Dane Estes, back then. And the building was available and vacant, and the Lee Company came and looked at it. And we Mayor Estes said it was the first spec building in Colborne County, because and really he was true about that, because they came to look at that little building and then built a building 10 times the size of it. So they could have done that anywhere, but the building's what brought them to look at Holly Pond, and they love the area. So having land available and site preparation is, there's a lot of money available now for that. So economic development is important for the area.
Well, before I go, is there anything else you'd like to share with us? I'll be sitting here listening at you talk to Randy, but, you know.
Well,
I think he needs to give me.
It's just an honor to serve, and I appreciate getting to talk with you tonight. And welcome anytime that there's something I can help with. I invite everybody to give me a call and let us work on it.
Right. Do you want to give out your cell phone while we're talking?
Sure. Absolutely. It's 256.
Well, I was just kidding.
6641. No, sir.
531-664. Okay, good.
256. Oh, okay. 531.
Well, Representative Shedd, I appreciate it. I'm going to be sitting here listening to you and Randy talking. Anytime you want to be on our program, if you got something to say, just tell us and we'll try to get the word out on it. Because we keep this podcast up for 1 year so they can go back and find out what you said and if anything is wrong.
All right.
Or if I said it, or if I said something wrong.
All right, buddy.
See you later.
Yes, sir. Good talk.
All right.
And Mr. Shedd, like I said, I appreciate you being on with us tonight. And the one point that's very interesting to me is you've been so engaged in helping expand rural high-speed internet. That was something that's beneficial not only to the citizens of our county and other surrounding areas, but it's also going to be very instrumental in helping out our high schools also.
Well, thank you for mentioning that. It's crucial. We started working on this back in 2015. Senator Clay Schofield introduced the first bill in 2018. We got some money in state funds set aside for broadband expansion. Very small amount, relatively, in terms of the statewide, and but that was the first one. Then in 2019, I sponsored the bill that allowed the electric cooperatives and the electric providers to be in the broadband business, and then COVID hit, and we were telling people how important it was, and then when COVID hit, all the students needed to be online, and a lot of people didn't have the ability to do it, and also business, people buying and selling property, real estate people told us that in order to sell property houses, they needed to have high-speed internet, you know, and so just a lot of reasons for it, but we've been fortunate. Alabama has gone from 47th in the nation in connectivity to 23rd in the nation in the last three or four years. So we made a lot of progress in Alabama, but we got a lot of progress to make as well. Sprout has been a great addition to, in addition to the other internet providers, Coleman Electric Co-op. We've been able to get them a little over $10 million in grants for expansion of high-speed internet across their membership, and which is certainly part of the Coleman County part. Now, Blount County, we're working on some plans that will take us a little longer, I think, to get everything we want in Blount County, but we'll get there.
Well, one other thing too, like it's expanding it to the schools is important, but the one thing I have noticed is there's a lot of people that is looking to get on the high-speed internet, whereas because like AT&T and others, they're not upgrading. For example, our road here, the same lines have been on this road since I was little. The best you can get here before they started running Sprout, the end of last year and beginning to connect people, now currently in the area was, you could get like download speeds of maybe max of 8 to 10. And, that really didn't power a lot of, you could do your computer, but you were still at a very slow speed. If you tried to use a computer and a couple of TVs at the same time, it'd start buffering. But now this has given everybody an ability to have throughout your house, especially with streaming, with TV, with your work. Like if you work from home one day or something, it's very important. But the one thing I haven't noticed was I was thinking originally there was going to be senior discounts, which made it more affordable for those on a fixed income. But when I go to the Sprout website, I don't see that listed currently. Is that something that y'all can work with them in the future that'll be even more beneficial to the senior citizens of our county?
That is something very much on our mind, and I don't know if I addressed this earlier, but I chair the Alabama Digital Expansion Authority, which is the board that works through ADECA in Montgomery to get funding out to as many of the internet providers as we can. We will have $1.4 billion available over the next 2 years of federal funds that we'll be distributing out. And one of the things we're working on is the affordability an affordability package. So I hopefully we'll have some good news about that before very long.
I know that would be extremely beneficial. I know like in Ron's case, he just signed up for it. They got it on his road now. I know that would be very beneficial to members of our family. Because I know they're all looking for other ways to get, good internet in their homes.
Right.
And like I said, I look forward to seeing what y'all can do to help with that in the future.
Well, we that's very much on our mind. Our meetings with the Alabama Digital Expansion Authority, and it may be a situation where we subsidize the for low income residents. That may be one thing that we look at. But I'm just real proud of the Electric Co-op, Coleman Electric Co-op, for since we passed that bill in 2019. 80,000 the electric co-ops across the state have added new customers, a total of more than 80,000 across the state. So it's amazing what has happened. And we have the big middle mile projects that is going to be a big thing as far as the quality and the future going forward.
Okay. And before we let you go, I know you're also really involved in helping with the senior citizen centers. Would you like to let everyone know, you know, some of the projects you're working on now and some of the accomplishments? I know that you have to be extremely proud of the one that's set up at Fairview now, but just comment on a few of those. And
I love our program that and I retired from that position, but I very much try to help every way that I can. We've got, I think, five new senior centers across my district, for one at Cleveland, one at Hansville, Fairview, and I'm forgetting where the others are. But anyway, those are important. And one of the most important things about that is two things. One is the social activities that's provided. And then the other thing is the homebound meal delivery program, and Stephanie Lawson and her team are doing a great job with it. And anytime they call, I'm ready to do whatever I can to help them. We also have a new it's not a long term thing, but we have a lot of grandparents raising grandchildren now, and so we've established a commission, grandparents raising grandchildren commission, to try to figure out ways that we could remove some of the barriers that they're having in raising their grandchildren. That's just, you know, the opioid epidemic has caused a lot of that situation. And so that we're studying that and seeing how we can remove the barriers that they're dealing with.
Now, you've got a grandson that is on the golf team. And if you and he were to go out and play golf this weekend, who would be the one that you'd want to pay the closest attention to? Who's a little bit better right now?
Well, you would not want to watch me. You'd want to watch Ben. And congratulations to Ben and his team, and very proud of them. And Ellie, your daughter is graduating, so let me just say congratulations to all the graduates out there this time, because it's a new chapter in their lives, and we wish them the very best.
Well, I thought it was great when Ellie and them went down. Ellie was representative for Holly Pond for the co-op, and she come down to Montgomery, and you were very gracious to take a couple of moments and walk up and find her and say hello. And that wasn't something you had to do, but I know it really made her feel good that you took the time to do that. And she's graduated. I guess Rachel and I are still trying to get adjusted to that. Our whole life has been about her for the past 17, 18 years, and, you know, being involved in all the school activities, playing all the every sport.
I saw where she was playing every sport, you know. She's a remarkable young lady, and I congratulate her on her success.
The school has a lot to do with helping. I know our high school has been great about helping get the scholarship program to where it is, and it's benefited so many students. But I just want to tell you, hey, we appreciate you taking time to be with us tonight, and I'd love to have you on again later in the fall, maybe closer to Christmas. And
anytime, I'd be honored to be with you.
Hey, we do appreciate it.
Randy?
Yes, sir.
Before Representative Shedd goes, we need two things. You need to tell him that Ellie got a full ride scholarship to UNA on academics. She's not only good athletic, but she's academically smart as a whip. And another thing is, you said Ben was good. Now, Think back when Adam was in school, who was the best golfer in the family? Would it be Adam in his heyday, or would it be Ben?
Well, you know, that puts me on the spot, Ron. I will say this. Forgive me for bragging, but I can't help it. You know, Ben finished second in the state high school golf championship, and missed being champion by one stroke. And so I'm very proud of Ben, and I'm proud of our boys when they played as well. But I'm not sure Adam can hold on to his score with him right now.
He's gotten fat and lazy. He went to work at the bank.
And Ben's going to
work. Randall, we have enjoyed it, and you don't have to wait on our invitation. Just call us and say I want to be on Thursday,
all right,
or Wednesday, or whenever you're ready to come.
That's a deal. Thank you for having me.
Oh, and by the way, I've never wanted to put you on the spot to ask you which one's better, Ben or Adam. Yeah, I wouldn't do something like that.
I know better.
All right, buddy.
Thank you, Mr. Shedd.
Thank you for having me. All right. Y'all have a good evening.
You too.
All right.
Well, Ron, it was really great having Mr. Shedd on tonight to discuss some of the topics and everything going on. And, you know, really gracious he had time to work with us on setting up a day. And like I said, he works hard for our district and our schools. You know, there's a lot of things people doesn't know that he gets funding for. He even got funding for several of the high school bands within the past few years. And so, you know, he really does spend his time trying to help, you know, support our communities.
Right. He does, and we appreciate him too.
And with that, we'll say good evening. I appreciate you joining us on this podcast. And again, look forward to the next one we'll have coming up really soon. We're going to have Mr. Weaver from Holly Pond. He is the assistant principal in K-8. And we're going to be discussing the subject of drag racing with him and how in the world his wife lets him get out and do that. We'll find out the answers coming up here in June. And but with that, we'll say good night, and we really appreciate everyone being with us. And above all else, support our sponsors.
See you later, folks.